Hey guys, how y'all doing? It's been a little bit since I've been on here. Had a crazy couple weeks. Me and the wife had a vacation and then work and just, you know, everyday life with three kids. So needless to say, time got away from me. Last night I was thinking about it and I said, you know, man, I haven't made another episode, so here I am. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in, and I want to thank you guys for tuning into the last two episodes. This will be my third episode now, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback. You know, I've been getting some people who, you know, have questions, and I've answered those questions, and it's good. It's doing what I want it to do. This platform is really, it's really serving a purpose, so I'm happy about that. And you know, of course, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. As a parent, you know, it's mine and my wife's job to spread the awareness. We got to be the voice for the children who can't speak. I hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody has a good Monday. I actually had an appointment today, and I'm waiting in the parking lot, so I figured why not make episode number 3. I'm early. Got about 30 minutes, so I got plenty of time to hang out with you guys for a little bit and chit chat. But yeah, guys, today I wanted to talk about discipline. You know, how to discipline a child with autism or any disability. That is a topic that I struggle with most, if I'm being, you know, brutally honest. You know, myself along with my siblings and my wife and her siblings, and you know, pretty much anyone in my adult generation and older, you know, they believe in, there's no other way to say it, but they believe in the whooping, right? And you do wrong, you know, dad or mom is gonna make sure you understood that. Okay, and so yeah, you know, just by, you know, living through that and you know, being disciplined a certain way growing up, you know, it's kind of like all you know, and you know, as my kids are getting older, my boys are fixing to be 5 in August, and yeah, I really had to adjust in my discipline methods. Not only me, you know, my wife also, you know, because when kids are born, you know, they don't come with an instructional video. Obviously, they don't come with any type of, you know, they just, you got to learn on the fly, you know, and that's what we've been doing, and I want to say, you know, I feel like we're doing a pretty good job. But you know, but getting back to the, you know, the disciplining, you know, at first, you know, I would do my best to keep calm and to stay patient. But if anybody who really knows me knows, that's not something that's very easy for me to do with anybody, not just my children, but, you know, anybody. It's just something that I've struggled with, but I've gotten a lot better with my patience. So I've been told. And I feel like I have myself also. But, so yeah, you know, whenever we're dealing with, you know, non-compliance, or we're dealing with, you know, any type of, you know, misbehavior from, you know, a child, the thing that I had to adjust to first and foremost is, you obviously have to realize that they're children, they're kids, you know. And these are all coming from my personal experiences, and to say that I overreacted a couple times would be an understatement. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not by any means, you know, beating my kids, or I never did that before. But, you know, words, the, you know, yelling and verbally, you know, just getting after them can also take a toll on a child. And that's something that I've learned. And again, you know, I'm sharing this with you guys because, you know, I want someone, anyone, even if it's just one person, to benefit from this. And, you know, as my boys were, you know, 3 and 4 years old, I started to see that they were becoming a lot more non-compliant. And at first, let's just say, you know, them drinking a water and then deciding to dump the other half of it out in the carpet. You know, well, you know, at first, I'll be honest, that really would upset me. And I would go grab their hand, and I'd kind of like slap their hand and tell them, you know, that what they did was wrong. And a lot of the times, my boys would look at me with like a blank stare, almost like it was emotionless. And but that is because, you know, they don't understand what they did was wrong. And that goes for any kid, not just children with autism. You know, a lot of times children don't understand what they're doing is wrong until the parent corrects the behavior. You know, whether it be the mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever it may be. But yeah, I caught myself, you know, overreacting a couple times and realizing that a little bit of spilled water is not a big deal. And now, you know, that I feel like I've grown as an adult and I've grown as a father, I feel like you know, there's different methods, there's different ways of handling things. Most recently, I had a conversation with my boy's BCBA, which is like a behavioral, he's in charge of my children at the center they go to, the CARD. But yeah, I feel like he's given me a lot of input on this matter, and I feel like he's really assisted me in a positive way. You know, the little couple conversations we've had, because it's hard as a parent, and I'm not the only one dealing with this. You know, you could probably ask any parent that has a child with autism or any type of disability. You know, your frustration gets the best of you, and that's normal. That's nothing that you should hold against yourself. You shouldn't feel like you're the worst person alive if, you know, you overreact with your children and maybe yell at them, or even, you know, even give them, you know, a spanking. You know, I'm for spankings. I was spanked as a kid. I feel like I grew from it. I feel like today's society has really misconstrued the word spanking. And I just feel like it can be done to where it can benefit the child. Because I believe this firmly, and I will always believe this, that life is about consequences. Life will always have a cause and effect. You do something wrong, and something will happen because of that. And the sooner, you know, your child learns that, you know, autism, disability or not, you know, the better. There's different methods of doing it, of course, yes. If you can get by with, you know, sitting your child down and talking, that's amazing, you know. But a lot of times, you know, children need that little bit of tough love, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? And again, I don't want this to sound or look, or I don't want it to be any type of, I don't want the message to come across as if, you know, I'm a bad father and I spank my kids all the time. Because, you know, I don't. You know, anybody that really knows me knows that's not true. But at the same time, you know, my children may have autism, but my children are not dumb. You know, my boys know when they're testing me. And my boys know how far they can go. You know, just an example. Yeah, my wife has a problem with them running upstairs to do God knows what. And, you know, they throw off the cable box. They they throw off the router from the counter, they throw anything on the counter area, it's gonna get thrown. My wife's laptop, her, I just got recently repaired it. They just go upstairs and they want to do what they want to do. And I personally don't have that problem. You know, my kids, I think my kids look at my wife and they see this loving mother who's not really gonna get mad at them, and that's just a mom. That's the mom's job, so to speak. You know, the mom is going to be, you know, the person in their lives that's always going to be there to nurture and to comfort them. And some fathers will do that also. There's nothing wrong with that. But most times than not, your father's going to be the enforcer, and your father is going to be the discipline in your life. And so yeah, it strikes me as odd sometimes whenever I... Well, I shouldn't say that, because I understand why my boy's doing that. My boys are... They're taking advantage of the situation that dad's either working nights or dad's not there. And sometimes, a lot of times, my wife will FaceTime me and I see it in their face, like, oh man, I messed up. My dad's on the phone. And it's funny because, you know, although their vocabulary isn't... speaking of vocabulary... kind of going off right now, but my boys are starting to find their voice, guys, and that to me is amazing. You know, me and my wife had a conversation not too long ago of whether or not we thought we were going to hear them speak, you know, ever. And it was just an honest one-on-one conversation that we had, and that I'm sharing with you. It was a real, like, intimate moment for me and her, really really personal and emotional. And and my wife really truly believes that we will see those, we will hear those words. And just recently, you know, my boy Aiden is starting to say words like tickle. He's starting to say words like bubble, dada, mama, wawa, you know, their water. Same with Ethan. Ethan's saying, Ethan does him, I'm not dad to Ethan, I'm Poppy. I don't know where he got that, but, you know, I'll take it. I'll hear whatever he wants to tell me. You know, he does the mama, he does the water, and it's just amazing, guys. It's an amazing feeling to hear your kids talk, hear your kids say things that, you know, you have never heard. And it's a beautiful thing, it really is. And I owe all the credit to first, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, and also the center that is working with them, you know, every single day of the week. It's a beautiful thing, guys. It's something that it's hard to explain if you don't know what the feeling is, if you don't know what it is to not hear your kids for the first 5 years of their life, 4 years of their life, 3 years, and it doesn't matter if they're late talkers. It's, you know, it's awesome. It's really awesome. And I'm proud of them so much. My wife and I are very proud of them, and we cannot be any more proud. It's no way to explain it, but just, if you would look at my face right now, you would just see I'm ear to ear right now with a smile, because it's amazing. But yeah, getting back to the discipline, you know, my kids know when they're with mom, and they know when they're with dad. And they definitely take advantage of opportunities whenever they can. So in that aspect, if I know they're just being silly, you know, I may give them a couple on the butt, don't get me wrong. But it's always because I know that they know. They know exactly what they're doing at this point. They know that no means no. And they also know that what they're doing is wrong to a certain point. Now, running away from danger, running into danger, those are certain things that my kids do not know yet. And but jumping off of, you know, a table to the couch, they know they shouldn't be doing that. But they're boys, and they're going to want to be daredevils, evil Knievels, if you will. They're going to be crazy. And that's cool. That's totally cool with me. But whenever they fall and get hurt and they just come at me with these tears, I always tell them, there's a reason this happened, because you don't listen to daddy. And I really feel like they, just recently, I feel like they're really starting to soak in what I'm telling them. And for the most part, you know, the behavior that caused them the injury or the hurt, it'll stop, you know, it'll get a little better. You know, it may not be permanently gone because, you know, of course, again, they're kids, they're boys. They're going to want to jump off random objects to test their abilities, I guess. I'm not too sure, but yeah, there's nothing you can take away from them. You know, they're boys. They're going to have that gene in them. They want to be, you know, crazy boys. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, you know, wrapping it all together, I've learned that you got to learn to not necessarily pick your battles, but you got to learn that, you know, your children are children. And when they have autism, it makes it even a little bit more interesting for the subject with discipline, because you know, a lot of times people judge you for spanking your kids, and people judge you for not spanking your kids, believe it or not. You know, a lot of times I hear older crowds like, oh, they just need their ass whipped, or they just need a whipping, or, you know, and in reality, they couldn't be any more wrong on the subject, because they are not educated. They don't understand what it is to have a meltdown in the middle of a store because they're being overstimulated. Those meltdowns aren't because I told them they couldn't have a piece of candy. Those meltdowns are because something inside of their brain is telling them, I cannot handle this. So, you know, perfect example, you know, I had a child. There was a child on a plane when we were coming back from vacation. You know, just, in my opinion, just being a kid, wasn't doing really anything wrong. She was just being, you know, she had a high-pitched voice, as a little girl should and does. And she was just, you know, talking to her mother. And I could tell her mother was trying to calm her down for the rest of the plane, you know, to have somewhat of a quiet flight. But, you know, this gentleman that was sitting next to my wife kept turning around and just shaking his head and did, like, almost like, you know, such disappointment, as if the mother wasn't trying. And he did it about two or three times, and it really rubbed me the wrong way, guys. Like, I can't even tell you guys how much it bothers me when people do things like this, because they have no idea, you know. Going back to, you know, one of my previous episodes, you guys have no idea when you react that way, you know. And I say you guys, but I mean just people in general that react this way, you know. When you turn around and shake your head and just looking at the mom like, God, can you control your kid? I mean, what are you really doing? How are you really helping? You're not. You know, she's doing the best she can with the behavior that her child is, you know, the way the child is being. And for all you know, it may be too much for her, the child. The plane may be causing some sort of overstimulation. The plane may be, her ears might be popping. I mean, she's a kid, you know, so, you know, have a patience. Have understanding, you guys. That's really what it's all about. You know, if you're ever in need of I don't want to say counseling, but any need of guidance, I guess you could say. You know, seek some advice. You know, seek anyone, whether it's myself, whether it's a, you know, a behavioral therapist, you know, there's always a way. There's always a way. You don't have to be so overwhelmed in life that you guys can't enjoy life. My boys and Sophia and my wife and I, we live a beautiful life. We really do. You know, I make sure I expose my kids to as much as I can while I'm here, you know. You know, I joke with my dad because, you know, growing up, By any means were we rich, but also, you know, there was people that were a lot less fortunate than we were. My sisters and I were. You know, we took vacations every year. We had the new clothes, new shoes. But I tell my dad, I say, you know, man, you know, my kids are barely going to be five, and I feel like they've gone on double the amount of vacations that I have my whole childhood. And honestly, it is true. It is true, because it's just the way that I enjoy that's how I enjoy spending my money, you know. I want to spend it on my kids. Six Flags, you know, we're actually, after my appointment, we're heading to Concan. We're gonna be in Concan for the week, and then San Antonio after that for, you know, another Six Flags trip. I mean, we're just gonna enjoy our time with our children, you know, and our family's gonna be there, and it's awesome, you know. We're living life to the fullest. We really are. And you know, you can't shelter your kids just because they have autism. You know, you gotta get them out there. You gotta expose them to everything you can. Because I believe, you know, the more exposure they have, the better they learn to deal with certain situations in life. And, you know, as far as, you know, disciplining your children, nobody can tell you the right way to discipline your child. Nobody can. That's got to come from you know, seeing and evaluating and being with your child every day. You know when your child's being silly. But in certain aspects of things, you're going to have to realize that, man, my child really can't control this. So I shouldn't yell. I shouldn't get after them. And it's something that I feel like I've tremendously gotten better at, because I can tell, you know, I can tell as a father now, you know, going on, you know, 5 years, I can tell the difference between my children being silly and my children just really being overstimulated. You know, so wrapping it up, guys, I just want to thank y'all one more time and, tell y'all how much I appreciate you guys listening in. I can't thank you guys enough for just, you know, joining me on this journey. And I know I'm gonna try and do better on not letting so much time go by before I get another episode in. But man, thanks for tuning in, guys. And I ask that you guys share this with your friends, your family. Be positive. Have a great week. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday. If you can lend a helping hand to anybody, do it. There's nothing wrong. We can't ever help enough people in this world. I believe that. I really do. I want to thank my wife also for just being an awesome mother and an awesome wife. And she juggles so much. She really, really does. She juggles a lot. It's not easy being home every night with the kids and when they don't listen because it's mom. So, you know, Adrian, I want to tell you I appreciate you. And I love you, and you're the best mother in the world. And I believe in my heart and my everything that nobody can do what you can do. What you do with these kids, nobody can do. And my wife has taken it upon herself to... she actually works now for the center at an alternate location. She works at the center where my boys go to therapy. CARD, they have two locations, working on a third. There's a Holly location in Saratoga, and she's learning so much that she comes home and teaches us, and it's awesome. It's awesome to have that almost like inside view of things, and she can explain things to me better, and she's really taken, you know, obviously so much interest in it, because everything she learns can benefit our kids and benefit our family being about helping our boys. So, for that, I'm very proud of you, Adrian, and I'm proud to be your husband, and I'm proud to call you my partner in life. And not to mention, you know, she's attending school, and she's awesome, man. She really is. She does a lot, and she still manages to be a wife after all of that, and a great one at that. But again, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to episode number 3. We'll see you next time. And have a great week. enjoy this beautiful weather we're having. It's a little hot, but yeah, just try and stay under some shade or something. But all right, guys, you take care. And you got any questions, any concerns, shoot me an inbox or you know, just you know how to get a hold of me. Yeah, so don't ever hesitate to communicate with me if you ever have questions. But all right, guys, I appreciate it. Have a good one. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.